The city of St. Augustine, Florida, is often called the oldest city in the United States, but St. Augustine more accurately calls itself the nation's longest continuously occupied city founded by Europeans. That title more or less brings 2 million visitors through St. Augustine each year, and this weekend, two more tourists of particular distinction arrive, the King and Queen of Spain, Juan Carlos I and Queen Sofia. Now, this is the very first time a sitting Spanish monarch has ever visited St. Augustine. That was Spain's early foothold in the New World. Bill Adams is director of St. Augustine's Department of Historic Preservation. Mr. Adams, thanks for being with us.
Nice to speak to you, Scott.
What are you going to do to put the dog on for Juan Carlos and Sofia?
Well, the colors of Spain will be proclaimed throughout the city, and I'm sure many costumed people as well. We have a museum that displays life in 18th century Spanish St. Augustine that the King and Queen, we hope, will visit.
How long will they be on the ground?
They'll be here about 4.5 hours.
Let me ask, I was in St. Augustine when I was a kid. Are you going to take them to Morrison's cafeteria?
Morrison's is no longer here. We have a...
All that fried okra, gone.
And they're not going to have fried chicken either, although there is chicken on the menu.
Uh-huh. Well, what is the menu?
It originally was contemplated at some 7 courses, but because of the abbreviation of the king's visit, it's shrunk now to some 3 courses. And the main course is going to be roasted honey and ginger rub chicken and pan-seared sea bass with truffed potatoes, watercress cream, and red beet splash. We understand that the queen is a vegetarian. She does eat fish, so we insisted that fish be put on the menu.
Mr. Adams, St. Augustine is a perfectly lovely place, but, I mean, these guys travel in the big leagues. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is there any visit anticipation anxiety?
Oh, yes, we're very anxious here. This is a big event. I can't think of a greater event in the past century that would have occurred in this little town. We only have some 12,000 people here, so this is quite a doing.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Adams, this visit's going to begin on Sunday, which is April 1st.
Right.
Is there a part of you that wonders if Basque One, or whatever they call the official Spanish airplane, is going to touch down there at St. Augustine and the door is going to open and no one comes out, that this is all some kind of an elaborate April Fool's Day prank?
You know, people have said that since the day the king first called, but given all of the preliminary preparations that have been made by the king's men, as it were, we're quite certain he is going to arrive on Sunday.
Mr. Adams, thank you very much. Have a nice visit.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Bill Adams is Director of Historic Preservation for the City of St. Augustine, Florida.